Now we come here to chapter 5, and the bridegroom replies to this. And he says, I'm coming to my garden, my sister, my spouse. There seems to be a certain amount of conflict in the mind of the bride about whether they should spend time in fellowship and communion or time in going out yonder and discharging their responsibilities. And both are essential. I think we need to sit at Jesus' feet and then follow those feet as they go out yonder on the hillside looking for the lost sheep and out yonder into the field, which is the world, to sow the seed of the Word of God today. And friends, I hope you get the message. That's what we're trying to do. Let's get the Word out. We're seeing it do a job today. It's getting a message through. There is a success story because He's blessing His Word, and that's the only thing He promised to bless, and we need to get it out. Now, listen to Him. I'm coming to my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. In other words, let's have fellowship. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you'll open the door, come in, I'll sup with you. And that is the fellowship we need. And John says in connection with that fellowship, he said, these things we've written unto you that your joy might be full. Not only have fellowship, but that your joy might be full. He wants you to have a good time. And are you having a good time as a Christian? Well, some of us are not. And we ought to be having a good time today. I have some wonderful letters from people that are in hospitals and rest homes, and they're not very restful. That is, many of them are not. And these people are telling about their suffering, the disease they have, and all that sort of thing. And then they're telling about how wonderful it is to have fellowship with the Lord Jesus. One dear lady, and the tears came to my eyes. She says, at night when the nurse tucks me in at, I think she said 11 o'clock, for about an hour or 2 hours till she goes to sleep, she says, I pray for you. Isn't that wonderful? And then she says, I wake up at 4:30 in the morning and I pray for you again. And then she says how wonderful it is to have fellowship with Him. Oh, how beautiful it is.